Center đó, founder and chief operating officer. I would now hand over the call to Mr. Manpreet for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Ayush. Thanks, Pawan. And thanks to everyone who has joined this call. You all have been looking into the company, the numbers since inception. And when I say inception, since we became public, that time you were looking at Satkatar Shopping. Today we are Satkatar Life. और ये जो चेंज है, ये अपने में ही एक डेफिनेटिव स्टेटमेंट है. We were a product company, categorized as a product company. We will definitely remain as a product company primarily, but yes, we are moving into a whole-fledged ecosystem, into the complete sphere of the healthcare of Ayurveda. Numbers, you must have had a look. Has been a nice year, 2026. With the revenue growing 23%, crossing the 200 mark, which was our first vision for the first year after IPO. EBITDA by 73% and PAT by 74%. And this eventually gives a benchmark for our next 2 years' numbers, which I've been always saying is crossing 300 and crossing 500 in the next and the following year. With this change and with these numbers being posted, we now have a kind of a dual engine, the product company in itself and a wellness or a hospital. I would club it both, the hospital, wellness, therapy, panchkarma, everything into one sphere. And that engine has started rolling out with the first 30-bedded hospital already operational and running in Delhi. As I already said, this hospital was actually made a 30-bed hospital so that as a learner into this industry, we wanted to be sure that before we invest any capital into such kind of a venture, we should be sure that the payback period, we should be clear as to what would be the payback period, what would be the profit. And yes, today we are not break even in the second month of the hospital operations, as many few things are underway, like government empanelment, insurances, which we are hopeful by end of this month, end of this May, we will have it. And June is the time, or the last few days of May, when we hope to break even this and then move to our second phase of moving to the 300 beds, which we are actually envisaging by the end of this year. Few interesting things which actually happened, or which actually were in the pipeline and which actually materialized, were we always wanted a factory under the umbrella of Satkatar that's in place, working, delivering capsules. The subsidiary acquisition is now complete with the 100% Plantomed being taken into the fold. US operations, product range has been set, and various accounts into the marketplace are underway to roll out the sales in US. AI has already started delivering the results, though to a very small scale still, as we are very cautious. There's a lot of buzz on the AI. People are talking about AI. And in fact, I've seen many companies burning money on AI. Our few test results are very positive, and we, as since inception, Satkatar always looks into the ROI. So AI has started giving ROI and improving our efficiency into the company. Another big benchmark or a big event which happened was we have joined hands with Jina Sikho, a collaboration. And that collaboration is, in a way, I would put it into two folds. डेफिनेटली फॉर बोथ द कंपनीज, बट उससे बड़ी बात है आयुर्वेदा के लिए, एक बहुत बड़ी बात है आयुर्वेदा फॉर इंडिया एज ए होल एंड अ वर्ल्ड एज ए होल इज डेफिनेटली गोइंग टू गेन व्हेन अ प्रोडक्ट कंपनी लाइक सतकतार गेटिंग ह्यूज डाटा, ऑलरेडी हैविंग अ ह्यूज डाटा एंड जनरेटिंग अ ह्यूज डाटा डेली, इज प्रेजेंटली इन टू प्रोडक्ट्स, मूविंग इन टू हॉस्पिटल्स, बट डेफिनेटली हॉस्पिटल्स कमिंग अप वुड टेक टाइम, इट हैज़ अ जेस्टेशन पीरियड, इट हैज़ अ कॉन्सेप्चुलाइजेशन पीरियड, इट हैज़ अ बिल्डअप पीरियड, द लाइसेंसिंग पीरियड, बट वी वॉन्टेड दैट अभी से ही ये डाटा चर्न करना शुरू हो जाए जिनको आयुर्वेदा की बेसिकली ज़रूरत है, उनको अभी से मिलने लग जाए। सो जीना सीखो के साथ जो हमारा टाइप है वो इस तरह से है कि नॉर्थ में उनके 2800 बेड्स हैं। सो समवेयर हमारे पास बहुत इंक्वायरीज आती है हमारे डाटा से कि क्या हम डॉक्टर से मिल सकते हैं, एंड देन दे आर वाइडली स्प्रेड, जो हमारे पास क्वेरीज आती है बीइंग इनटू नॉर्थ इंडिया फ्रॉम एवरी स्टेट। सो वी प्लान टू मूव दोज टू द जीना सीखो क्लिनिकल आउटलेट्स, इन टर्न गेट अ रेवेन्यू शेयर फ्रॉम वॉट एवर रेवेन्यू इज ब्रॉट इन फ्रॉम देयर। वी हैव बीन वेरी स्ट्रांग इन साउथ इंडिया, तमिलनाडु कर्नाटका एंड आंध्र प्रदेश हैव बीन आर फोर्टे, एंड अंडर द एग्रीमेंट वी हैव केप्ट दोज टेरिटरीज अंडर सतकतार। वी विल बी ओपनिंग हॉस्पिटल्स अंडर द नेम ऑफ सतकतार, अंडर द बैलेंस शीट ऑफ सतकतार इन दीज टेरिटरीज, एंड यस जीना सीखो बींग ऑलरेडी अ लीडर एंड हैविंग ऑल द क्लिनिकल नो हाउ इन टू दिस फील्ड, वी वुड बी टेकिंग हेल्प फ्रॉम जीना सीखो टू गेट दीज हॉस्पिटल्स ऑपरेशनलाइज, एंड दैट वुड बी द रिवर्स वे वेयर इन जीना सीखो वुड बी चार्जिंग अ मैनेजमेंट फीस फॉर दैट। द कंप्लीट डिटेल्स अबाउट दोज आर स्टिल बींग फॉर्मुलेटेड एंड वुड बी आउट सून। अगर हम वापस बैलेंस शीट के नंबर्स में आए, एंड बैलेंस शीट के नंबर से पहले आयुर्वेदा पे जो मैं हमेशा बोलता हूँ कि ये ऐसी इंडस्ट्री है इस वक्त जो कि एक टाइम पे आई नो आई रिपीटेड दिस टर्म वेरी मच एंड इन मोस्ट ऑफ माई कॉल्स, बट यही एक विजन है जो हमें भी बूस्ट करता है कि ईयर 2000 में जब आईटी इंडस्ट्री उठ रही थी तो स्पेस सबके लिए थी, हर किसी के लिए जगह थी वहाँ पे इंडस्ट्री में, एक बेंचमार्क बनाने के लिए, एक अपनी स्पेस बनाने के लिए, एक अपना चंक लेने के लिए। इस वक्त 3-4 कंपनीज हैं आयुर्वेदा स्फीयर में जो एक अच्छे लेवल पे काम कर रही हैं, स्पेस हर एक के लिए, मार्केट हर एक के लिए, एंड द ग्रोथ इज आई वुड से अनलिमिटेड। अगर हॉस्पिटल्स की बात करूं तो टोटल इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग अराउंड 19,000 और सो, और आई वुड नॉट 19,000, 19 लाख टोटल एलोपैथी में बेड्स हैं, आयुर्वेदा तो कहीं नहीं है, और वहाँ पे जो बेड्स हैं वो हैं क्योर के लिए, और आयुर्वेदा है कहीं पे डेफिनेटली क्योर एक पार्ट है बट प्रिकॉशन और प्रिवेंटिव, एक प्रिवेंटिव मेजर से कि वहाँ तक पहुँचना ही ना पड़े, और ये चीज़ जब वर्ल्ड समझ रहा है तो क्यों ना हम पहले अपने देशवासियों के लिए ये चीज़ करें। और अगर आज टोटल बेड्स भी आयुर्वेदा के देख लें तो जीना सीखो के पास में भी 2800 हैं, KRM आयुर्वेदा जो एक बढ़िया कर रहा है उसके पास में भी 200 के आसपास बेड हैं, हमारे पास कहने के लिए अभी 30 हैं, बट वी आर कॉन्फिडेंट 300 एंड देन 1000 इज़ नॉट फार, और ये सब मिला के भी उस टाइम पे कितने 5000 बेड, 6000 बेड, 7000 बेड, जस्ट सी मार्केट कितनी बड़ी है। नंबर्स पे अगर मैं आऊँ, मेरा हमेशा होता है कि इन्वेस्टर कॉल पे इससे पहले कि कोई क्वेश्चन पूछा जाए मैं उसका आंसर पहले ही दे दूँ, और बाद में अगर और क्लेरिफिकेशन चाहिए हो तो वो भी मिले। प्रॉफिट हमारा 17 करोड़ है, बट कैश कैश इनफ्लो कम है, वर्किंग कैपिटल अगर आप कंपेयर करेंगे 2025 से 2026, वर्किंग कैपिटल में बहुत डिफरेंस दिख रहा है। बट यहाँ पे मैं कहूँगा कि यू शुड कंपेयर H1 विद H2, क्योंकि H1 एक ट्रांजिशन फेज था जो आफ्टर IPO एक अलग से पूरी कंपनी की पूरी मॉडल चेंज हो रहा था, फैक्ट्री बन रही थी, प्लांटों में एक्वायर हो रहा था, इन्वेंट्री में इन्वेस्ट हो रहा था। बट अगर आप H1 को H2 से कंपेयर करेंगे, ऑल द नंबर्स हैव इम्प्रूव्ड, आई वोंट से ड्रास्टिकली, बट यस, अब एक ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन के बाद एक स्टेबिलिटी और इम्प्रूवमेंट का फेज H1 से H2 एंड प्लस गोइंग फॉरवर्ड दिखने लगेगा। एंड आई थिंक द बेटर वुड बी कि इसके बाद क्वेश्चन आंसर्स में आ जाते हैं, जो कि ज़्यादा इंसाइट दे सकूंगा मैं।
Yes, thank you, sir. Dear participants, we will now be starting with the Q&A session of this call. If you wish to ask a question, please use the raise hand feature available on the Zoom dashboard. We will announce your name, post of which you can proceed to ask your question. We will wait for a couple of seconds for the line to queue up. Kindly introduce yourself and the firm that you belong to before asking your question. Thank you. We'll take the first question from Mr. Mitansh Chheda.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Mitansh Chheda. I am an individual investor. Congratulations, sir, for the H2 results.
Thank you.
My question is, so can you explain the business model and product offerings of this company called Ajuni Wellness Private Limited? And what is its current annual revenue and how much stake does Satkartar own in it currently?
You are asking for Ajuni Wellness or Ajuni Life Sciences?
Both, if you can answer, maybe.
Ajuni Wellness is just Ajuni Wellness is nowhere into the business of Ayurveda. Ajuni Life Sciences is actually a 100% subsidiary of Satkarta Life, and Ajuni Life Sciences is a company. Satkarta Life has been into the product segment with a high ticket size, into the primarily diseases for de-addiction, men's wellness, ortho, piles, into these diseases and diabetes. But Ajuni Life Sciences is more into nutraceuticals, in which we have a different range by the Veda Bay, with a ticket size ranging from 900 to 1200. So we have actually kept nutraceuticals away from Ayurveda and have formed Ajuni Life Sciences, a purely 100% subsidiary, to have nutraceuticals and a lower range there.
And what does Ajuni Wellness do?
Ajuni Wellness does nothing. It just holds shares of Satkarta Shopping. That's promoter's company. It doesn't do any business.
Okay, and for FY26, how much money did we spend on advertising and what percentage of it did we capitalize?
40% is our expense on advertisement. Nothing is capitalized in advertisement. I would have loved to capitalize it because a lot goes into the branding, but some accounting standards don't allow advertisement to be capitalized. Around some amount ranging from, would not be handy amount, but around 1 crore or less than that, around 50 lakhs would be on the collaterals being produced, which actually run for a period of 4 to 5 years. Around that amount would have been capitalized.
So for the 1,000 beds plan that we have for the future, approximately how much capital would be required to put up these 1,000 beds?
Presently, the first hospital which we made was with a capex requirement of 7 to 8 lakhs per bed. But when I say 7 to 8 lakhs per bed, I always take that even the gestation period till the hospital starts running, the pre-operative expenses through which it comes to 7 to 8 lakhs, but a facility can get operational with 3 to 4 lakhs of bed cost. So taking, if I take benchmark as 4 lakhs and rest I take it as a working capital, 4 lakhs into 1,000 would be the capex required, 40 crores.
So, Jina Seco has around, I believe, 50 to 60% occupancy rates currently. And so,
Yes.
I want to know what is our plan for when the bed capacity comes live. What's our plan for improving the occupancy rates? Would it be similar to Jina Seco? Would it be better? And what would our plan be for improving those occupancy rates?
With the data flowing in to us and already the customer inquiring as to where I can actually meet a doctor and if required, be in a hospital. So we feel that occupancy rates can actually be as high as 60 to 70%. But then this would all depend on the territory where the hospital is. Because in Jina Seco case also, some territories would be giving him more than 80% occupancy and some might be giving 30%. So we being, I would say, the third or fourth entrant, we would actually be using that data plus our own data so that we can have higher occupancy.
And would Mr. Manish Grover also promote Sat Kartar's facility in South India like he does it for his own Jina Seco facilities in North India?
Definitely. Jina Seco, I won't say had been struggling into South India, but yes, their major focus had been in North India. South, they again, for every company, there's a bandwidth. They somehow could not penetrate or were taking time in penetrating into South India. So it won't be I won't call it a joint venture, but it would be a win-win partnership for both, wherein yes, we would be taking expertise of Mr. Manish and Jina Seco so that those hospitals reach and cross the break-even pretty fast.
I have just one last question. So I'm aware that currently our philosophy is to be asset light, but in a hypothetical situation, let's say if we decide to do 100% of the manufacturing in-house for all of our products, what do you think approximately would be the capital required that we would need to set up all the manufacturing facilities to do all of the products in-house?
I definitely don't have any plan to produce all the products in-house. I or we in Satkata Life don't have plan to have another facility. We might upgrade this facility. We already have our capsule unit and powder unit up and running here. The capex used was around 1 crore or 1.25 crore for including the gestation period for this facility. And in the whole number system or the whole balance sheet, that's not a big figure which would actually change the capex.
Thank you, sir. All the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank
Yes, thank you. We'll take the next question from Mr. Saurabh Singh.
Good afternoon, Manpreet ji. Two questions. One, you've already explained Satkartar, Jina Seco, but I just needed some clarification. You mentioned ki Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, or Andhra mein Jina Seco will not enter. It will be Satkartar branded hospitals. Is that a correct interpretation?
I would like not like to put it, but I would like to tell you exactly what does the agreement mean
Okay.
or what is the crux of the agreement.
Sure.
Nowhere it is a exclusive agreement.
Okay.
It is a purely non-exclusive agreement, number one. Number two, it's derived in a way and defined in a way that wherever it's a win-win situation for India, for customers of India, for Ayurveda to grow, yes, we will hold hands and work jointly there. Presently, the objective is that Jina Seco already has three hospitals in South India. We are evaluating as to how occupancy of those three hospitals can be increased. Once with our data, we are sure that yes, this model can work. Going forward from there, Satkatar will open the hospitals in South India, take expertise, clinical knowledge of Jina Sikho, and try to penetrate into the South India the way Jina Sikho has already done in North India. And yes, again, I would say it's a non-exclusive till the time. And yes, when I say non-exclusive, Jina Sikho can open hospitals in South India, Satkatana can open hospitals in North India. And I would say this way, that when South market is totally barren, why would I actually try to invest more in North India rather than invest in South India and take the expertise? And why to reinvent the wheel? Why not let the wheel move forward to South India?
Got it. And what is the average revenue per occupied bed that we are looking at for our hospitals, the present one and the future expansion that we are looking at?
I'm working on a few things where generally the benchmark today is around 8,000 per bed. But we being into men's wellness and always into a high ticket size, today our budgeting is, and all our projections are on 10,000 plus per bed per day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Saurabh. We'll take the next question from Mr. Divya Agarwal.
Yeah, hi sir, am I audible?
Yes, Devi.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for taking my question. So firstly, on the guidance part, so you have guided for product revenue of around 300 crores in FY27 and around 500 crores for FY28. So just wanted to know, what are the three main growth drivers behind these targets, and what gives you the confidence in achieving this scale of growth?
When I say 300, with the current run rate, I'm already at 225. And once I'm at 225, there are many things which are in the pipeline which have started firing and which would start firing in a month or so. Those are, if I take a modest growth into my current business, say around 25%. But the new things which are coming in, I'm not talking about the hospitals and the service industry, but the new things which are coming up where I'm confident that they would be adding up and making it 300, is our subsidiary is firing well. In this year, 2027, around its revenue would be around 22 crores. The US would give me at least 10 to 15 crores. The AI improvement and the Juni Life Sciences, where the nutraceutical, my residual data will start working, would give another 20 crores. So, if at a current run rate of 220, these 50 crores add, I am at 270 crores. So, that means 30 crores I have to get from my current business. So, 300 as of now, with the current scenario, I would say is pretty reasonable, and I would actually like to cross that 300.
Right, and on the 500 mark, sir.
On the 500 marks, again, these seeds which would start blooming along with Satkatar. In Satkatar Life, we have tried a few new products with high ticket size, which are actually helping us improve the product margins, controlling the advertisement spend, and increasing the per ticket size, the ticket size of the products. So the aim is that today, when we became public, our ticket size was in a range of 3,100. We have already crossed 3,250, and we are working on to make the ticket size crossing the 3,500. So the ticket size itself will give me a 20%, 15 to 20% jump, and all others, those four parameters, AI, US, Plantomed, and Satkatal Life, eventually, when they give me another 22 to 25%, that takes it to 500.
Right, got it, sir. And sir,
So,
in terms of,
when I say 300,
yeah.
so when I say 300 in the next year, which looks pretty much in sight, but at that time, at 300, the target is to be around 35 in the last month, and 35 in the last month translates it to already 400. So anything between 30 to 35 sale in the last month of 2026 takes me to 500.
Right, got it, sir. And sir, in terms of the repeat patient, so you've just mentioned it's around 25%. So it's around in the same range, or has it increased?
Marginally, I would say 1%, definitely on the upside, but 25 to 26.
Okay. And in terms of the number of orders, so what was the number of orders in FY26, and what initiatives are we planning to drive this growth in FY27 and 28 as well, in terms of number of orders?
Number of orders, it's a clear maths for us. 200 crores divided by 3,250 is the number of orders. And the growth is, presently we are, if you see Tamil Nadu being the strongest area of ours, in North, UP being the other strong area, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra are coming up well. So now we would like to spread even deeper into, though we call ourselves and we are actually pan-India, but then there are many pockets which contribute to only 5 to 10% of our revenue, and the growth will come now from those pockets.
Okay, and we are currently working towards that, right?
Yes, we are working towards that. So that, because when the base is small, a growth, doubling that growth is easy, rather than taking a 21% and increasing that from 21 to 30.
Got it, sir. And next, in your presentation, you have mentioned that you will be scaling your 300 beds by 27 in the end of FY27, 1,000 beds by FY28. So will this future beds be in collaboration with Gina Seco, as it is a 3-year contract with them, I believe? And you know, shouldn't be our goal to learn the operations and set up our own independent practice post 1 to 3 years of this MOU?
Look, I would say, I'm not saying that all 300 beds would be with Gina Seco, but I'm clear that as we are thinking, being beneficial three ways for Gina Seco, for Satkatar, and for Ayurveda as a whole, definitely 150 to 200 in this year would be something in collaboration with them. And when I say collaboration, it's a collaboration in the sense that all 300 definitely would be under the fold of Satkatar. But yes, 200 could be managed by Gina Seco.
Right. And will this hospital be branded like in the name of Satkatar or Gina Seco or both?
Still working on it. But yes, as you asked it, my first answer would be in South, it could be the Satkatar Hospital, co-powered with Gina Seco, something like that.
Got it, sir. And since both Satkatar and Gina Seco have their own product portfolio, so how do you plan to manage your product prescriptions? Will there be a preference towards Gina Seco products or Satkatar products? And next, sir, just wanted to ask, who will maintain the customer data and information? And who will be the customer facing side?
In South, the customer data remains with us. In North, the customers which we give to Gina Seco, those customers, we have an understanding that we will not in future divert those customers to any competitor. That those customers, for future recurring business from that customers, Satkatar would have a right to those revenues streams, the percentage to those revenue streams. And yes, if the customer, there could be some therapies which Gina Seco is not doing and our hospital is doing, yes, Satkatar can use those customers in-house. But yes, Satkatar would not sell those customers or route those customers to any of the company apart from Gina Seco and Satkatar.
Got it. And in terms of the product portfolio, sir, so if suppose you're calling a patient, so you'll first pitch your own Satkatar's product or Gina Seco's product as well, because even they have their products.
Presently, when in a 30-bedded hospital, the pharmacy which is running and the products which are running are totally different from the products which are already we are selling through the D2C model. And in the D2C model, the way we present a product and the way we sell the product, and especially on a high ticket size, We would not like to bring those all products into our hospital range. There, it would be more of a service-oriented fees, and the products could be of a lower ticket size. We are developing a few products in our factory for those, for our pharmacy. And why not? If Genaseco products are there, we can have an understanding of using their products also.
Okay, so
Bilateral,
basically,
our products can also be placed in there because there are many, many, I would say, problems like D addiction. Satkatar has a lot of D addiction range. Genaseco is presently not in D addiction range.
right. So, in a hospital which is developed jointly by Satkarta and Genaseco, so there can be products of Satkarta as well as Genaseco, right?
Yes.
Okay. And for the 30-bed hospital that we have currently, the utilization is around what, sir?
Not much. I would say we have yet not crossed 10%, but then I said we still are there to get a few certifications and especially the insurance tie-up. And it's been just 40 days since we started running it. Yes, our walk-in patients and our data of that territory within a kilometer, 10 kilometers range, we are pushing them to our hospital. And rather than bed occupancy, I would say that the break-even for that hospital is around a revenue of 1 lakh a day. We are already at around 50,000 a day.
Okay, got it. And lastly, sir, just wanted to know, so the MU also mentions that you'll acquire customers for Genaseco. So basically, you'll acquire customers in the north, but in south, Genaseco will have to acquire customers themselves, right?
If Genaseco opens its own hospitals in South, which presently, as I said, if it is a win-win situation, why would Genaseco actually today, already when they have opened three hospitals, yes, they could open it, but that doesn't make a business sense. And it doesn't make a business sense for me that I, as a first, today when I'm entering into the hospitals, I would rather move to the have hospitals in Satkatar in South rather than start opening in North. When in North, I can generate the revenue from that data through Genaseco. So I would say it's a wonderful partnership.
Right, but the revenue recognition that you'll have would be only 15%, right? Instead of opening yourself, you'll get 100% of it.
Yes, true. Instead of 100%, I would recognize 15%, but try to understand that this 15% would have not been with me for the next 2 years. Today, after 2 years, if this year I open 300 beds, those would become operational, say, after 7 months. And 300 beds would not cater to complete North India of my data. So why not I help grow through those 3,000 beds?
Right. So
That's
yeah, so that's what my point
a
is,
dead
sir.
revenue. That's a dead revenue for me.
Yeah, so that's what my point is, sir. So after a 3-year MOU, you can get the expertise, right? You'll obviously know all the in and out of running an hospital. So after a 3-year MOU, you can yourself develop a particular hospital in North as well as South, right? Without the help of Genaseco. Is that's a possibility that you can have, right?
That's number one, too early a stage to say. Number two, I would give respect to Genaseco this way that today, if they have 3,000 beds, after 3 years, if I have 1,000 beds, they would be at a 10,000 bed at each nook and corner and district of India. Still, I would be having data there. So, why would I let that data go waste and not feed the remaining 7,000 beds?
Right, got it, sir. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Divya. We'll take the next question from Mr. Vansh Sen. Vansh, please introduce your workplace as well.
Good evening, Vansh
Yeah.
this side from Street Smart Opportunities Fund. We are
Smart.
based out of Ghaziabad. Yes. So,
Yeah.
sir, a couple of questions I have. First, sir, if I remember in your first call, you told investors that 40 to 42% of the revenue goes into advertisement, correct? Sir, what is
Correct.
the current run rate of our advertisement going into revenue?
In my first call itself, when I said 40 to 42%, and I've been repeating this, that this is one area which definitely in a product, if it remains only a product company, this is not going to reduce. This is going to remain around 40. The best benchmark could be 38. Yes, this would, how the Satkata Life would actually generate profits and improve its profits from a current 8.5 to 9% PAT to a vision of 15%. Now I'm dividing it two ways, the product range and the hospital range, as we are soon moving into the hospital range. So how that would happen is, which actually happened this year, we moved from 6 to 9, is we have around 30% of spend, which is totally semi-variable. And when I say semi-variable, in that 30%, at least 12 to 13% is totally fixed. So that get absorbed over a top line.
Got it, sir. And on the next question, on your vision to have a 300 beds capacity by the end of FY27, sir, could you please share, like, have you finalized some lease location for the future bed capacity, or what are the status of other hospitals?
We have till now just identified that we have to be in Tamil Nadu and Visakhapatnam. And when I say Tamil Nadu, we are still evaluating based on the earlier experience of GenaSeco when they opened three hospitals in South India as to what were the challenges they faced and why they actually were not as strong as in North India. So that when we put our step forward, the chances of success are far more. But yes, till now we have not finalized a place. In fact, not even the district. But yes, the study is on. The data is being churned out. And we are hopeful that by next month, June, we should be ready with the place.
Got it, sir. And sir, final question on your cash generation side. So, sir, you have been into the D2C space, and sir, your receivables also quite high, and we have not able to generate cash in this fiscal year, operating cash I'm talking about. So, sir, what has been the reason for this no cash generation?
This I said in my opening statement also, that yes, in H1, we actually, with the kind of a transition, our numbers, our inventory buildup, and working capital cycles and cash generations got a hit because of the hospital coming up, the factory coming up, the Plantomed acquisition going on. Now, if you see, these things have stabilized in most of the parameters and ratios, and in fact, they have started improving. The apart from inventory days, which has marginally increased by 12 to 15 days, all other parameters of the working capital have actually improved on H1 to H2 basis.
Okay, sir, going forward, what like CFO to PAT to conversion ratio we can expect for the company?
Yeah,
Like how
definitely.
much?
Otherwise, I would say if cash is not generated, the difference between which has never been the EBITDA to PAT is going to get skewed.
Okay, sir. Thanks, sir. All the best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Mr. Darshil Zaveri.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on the great set of results, sir. I
Thank
just
you.
wanted to understand a bit more about our, hospital ramp up. So right now, like, we want to end the year by nearly 300 beds, right? But you've not even finalized the district. So how much time will it take for us to, set up? Because I'm assuming there'll be need for interior. There'll be because it's a hospital. There'll be some, level of quality that we'll have to maintain. So how much time does it take to set up a bed and the location like we're looking at? So are we looking at like 30-seater beds or a hundred, in terms of bed size hospitals, what are we looking at, sir?
We are looking anywhere between the range of 50 to 100 beds. So that means it would translate to four facilities. Each facility we plan to start simultaneously or in a range of 30 to 40 days. Once finalized those four places, then it generally takes 6 to 8 months to get all the in from in, I would say 6 months from interiors till all the licensing. It could stretch to another 2 months, 8 months. So when I say 300 beds, I mean to say by last quarter of this year, 2027. But again, I'm not taking any revenue from these. As I said, 300 is all from our current business. So the revenue of these hospitals would actually flow in the following year.
Fair enough, sir. And so just want to know, like, so for this year, our margin will be similar to what we have done kind of in H2, right? Or can it, because our major revenue in this year will be product side. So the double digit margin that we are planning to do in terms of PAT, can it come this year, or how would we look at it, sir?
Yes, if from a revenue growth from 160 to 200 has given a margin growth from PAT margin growth from 6 to 8.5, so a revenue growth of 200 to 300 with that 30%, and out of that a fixed cost being a huge cost in those 30%, we are targeting anywhere between 11 to 12%.
That's really great to hear, sir. I just wanted to know, nearly the 300 beds, if I see we are allocating nearly, I think 7 to 8 lakhs per bed are we are thinking around, right? So the current year we have enough cash for it, but sir, once we plan to go to 1,000 beds, sir, will we need another fundraise? Because अपना कैश का क्या सर सीन है कि मतलब विल
Not
वांट टू
really.
टेक डेट.
Thinking about this 1,000 beds. Thinking about this 1,000 beds. Thinking about a capital of say 7 lakhs or 6 lakhs per bed as we reach the economy of scale. That is the reason that immediately when we thought that we are moving into this field, we raised a capital. We would be with another 45 crores into the bank, which would help us build up the first phase of hospitals. And the cash generation in the hospitals, plus the cash generation coming from this company, will help in rebuilding the second phase of hospitals. Eventually, if at all, if there is a shortfall in the working capital, that would be funded from, presently, the plan is from a debt. Presently, the plan to further dilute the company and raise the fund is not there.
Fair enough, sir. That's it from my side. So thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Mr. Lokesh Agarwal.
Am I audible?
Yes, Lokesh.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. I am an individual investor. So, sir, my first question is, what is our current gross margins and what are the margins we anticipate for our hospital business when it reaches, let's say, an occupancy rate of 50 to 60%? So, is it like a margin lucrative for us, or what can be the hospital margins we can expect in FY28 when our 300 bed kind of capacity is in its optimum stage?
Hospital business at an occupancy of 60% should give us a margin ranging from 30 to 35%. And any occupancy increase would exponentially increase that margin. So, on a blended scale, with the product company, say, at 300, and the revenue coming from those 300 beds, and the product company 300, we targeting at a margin of 11 to 12%, the blended rate, including the hospital revenue, in the first half of 2028, we should be crossing 18 to 20%.
Okay, that's even nicer. And Sir, one other thing is the revenue projections that you have given of 300 and 500 crore. That is excluding of this hospital revenue that we will get, right? So it will be on the cherry on the top, if I can say.
Definitely.
And that's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a follow-up question from Mr. Darshil Jhaveri.
Hi, sir. So just more on the industry side, I wanted to know, like, it's very great to see that you're collaborating with Gina Seco. So is there like any kind of a, industry plan? Like, we see ads of mutual funds sahi hai. So any kind of like a full industry where we promote more Ayurveda? Because I think as we are also spending so much on ads, more recognition is needed for this, right? So just wanted to, gather your thoughts in terms of the industry. And when you say there's enough place for everyone, but at a point of time in a small micro market like a city, when will the competition start creeping up where we'll turn more competitive with each other?
Today, with 19 lakhs beds in allopathy, with companies like Apollo, Max, Fortis, and many more taking a chunk, I myself sometimes ask myself that we are worried that Ayurveda would reach a saturation point with, say, 5,000, 10,000 beds in a country like India, where at the time of Corona, yes, people have a very short memory, but Corona pushed all of us to Ayurveda. Our present government and Honorable Prime Minister is taking Ayurveda to the world. Our whole ecosystem is evolving around the Ayurveda. So 5,000, 10,000 beds, why not, even if these 10,000 beds are at 2 lakhs? So just see that the kind of time it would take to reach there. So I don't think that for the next 3 years or 4 years, the actual, or in fact 5 years, the space is so wide. Forget about the competition. The collaborations are the things which are needed to actually take this industry to the every nook and corner of India. And why not? Why India? Bring the international customers here for the transformation and therapies.
Okay, fair enough. So my thing was more not from like the demand perspective, like in terms of so many beds setting up. I don't know the industry that well, but like the doctors that are needed, like will there be like a competition in that perspective? Like because one person, like I don't know how many current doctors are there, but even if new supply has to come in, so it will take like the graduation time 4 to 5 years for more doctors to come in. So how is that set up, sir, in terms of is there like enough that, and how do we certify or how do we hire doctors, or what is our plan for that?
I don't have a handy number on the doctors, BMS doctors already there, but yes, when I see the market by sitting into my office and when I put an ad to hire doctors, yes, the BMS doctors who are ready to come for the interview are far more than when I put an ad for a customer care person.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Ms. Shruti Malpani.
Hello.
Yes, Shruti.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on great results.
Thank you, Shruti.
Sir, my first question was on the line that how much working capital do we require per bed, or like how do we analyze the working capital requirement for the hospital business?
I would say when I say 7 to 8 lakhs,
Mm-hmm.
whereas when other companies are quoting 3 to 4 lakhs per bed. So in fact, I have already, when I say 7 to 8 lakhs, I've already taken from 4 to 8. The difference is actually the working capital.
Okay, so per bed 50% is the working capital that we
Would
require.
be requiring.
Okay, and sir,
Now
how
the challenge would
sorry.
be that how how fast that working capital can be rotated and turned into the cash.
Yes, actually, that was only my next question. So, like, how do we see our receivables, or like, since we're offering therapy, so these could range differently in 7 days, 10 days. So how do you see that conversion? Do we
It would all be now if we go back and understand that where the working capital gets stuck, it is the blend between the insurance, government, and the non-insurance and government customers. So the non-insurance and government customers are paying upfront. Some insurance companies are having a timeline ranging from as high as 30 to 40 days. Government is having a high timeline. So eventually it would boil down on the customer mix. So that customer mix in a territory wherein that hospital is being brought the customers will actually decide the final outcome of the working capital, which yes, could go to 45 or even higher, 60 days, or could be, depends if the government business is high, it could go far higher. But each hospital as a unit would have a different working capital cycle.
Okay. Sir, I do understand the non-insurance and non-government, and then insurance funds. For government, you said, is it what are the number of days?
Again, it
Only
all
for
different empanelments,
Okay.
the rule, it is the getting the money into the bank generally takes, apart from the rule, another 30 to 35 days.
Okay, sir, noted. Sir, in the financial statements, I also read something about that the company has not received RBI approval for the US subsidiary.
Shruti, which company you represent?
Arth.
I really always like talking to you. I remember my talk with you before the IPO.
Senior, sir.
Yeah, RBI approval is not there for the subsidiary, which so it's actually not a subsidiary yet, but yes, the RBI all documentation has been done for the direct investment, overseas direct investment. We are waiting for the approval, but that approval is more of a like there's no red flag in that approval. It's just that it's a time-consuming activity, but that does not stop us from actually starting operations in that company in US. Yes, it could take time, another 30 days or so, till it actually that company docks into Sadkata Life. And that's the time still we need to actually get the product across to the US company and set up other things.
Okay, so the company can totally be operational without that as well.
Yes,
And
yes,
we're
yes.
talking.
Today, company is already operational with a bank account. Business hasn't
Okay.
started there, but even if the RBI approval takes time till the equity is subscribed by Satkata Life, that operations can start.
Okay, sir. And as you were mentioning in the call earlier about the AI usage, wherein it'll increase our ROI. So like, do we have a number to support like how much ROI or how much margin expansion we've seen from the AI, especially if you have the ROI figure?
Yeah, with the current trial, we are getting a better ROI today by another 4 to 5%. But as we scale, this ROI will further improve.
Okay.
AI
Thank you,
is
sir. That's
something which is
something.
a, it is something like it's a ever every day things are evolving in this. So it's going to be a constant effort in this.
Okay, sir. Noted. Thank you so much. That's it from my end.
Thank you. We'll take the last question from Mr.
Hello, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Bhaskar.
Yes, sir. Sir, can you tell me how many subsidiaries do you have?
I didn't get you. Could you repeat the question?
Sir, हमारा कितना सब्सिडी
कितना?
सब्सिडी
Subsidiaries.
Subsidiaries.
या
We have three subsidiaries as of now, and fourth one would be the US company. When I say three subsidiaries, one is Ajuni Life Sciences, which is into the nutraceuticals, Plantomed, which is into the low ticket size diabetes, and then we have also formed, wherein we have not started operations, is Satkatar Ocean. That we have formed primarily for the marketing efforts, wherein we can actually show it as an advertising company and get discounts from Google, Facebook, because these they do not provide discounts to the end user. So as an advertising company, we should be able to get discounts from Google and Meta and even television people. So that's a subsidiary, but operations have not started in that subsidiary yet. Two subsidiaries which are firing well are Ajuni Life Sciences and Plantomed, and the next one would be the US company.
Okay. As on FY26, how much revenue come from those subsidiaries?
26 would be not the right number to quote, as these are growing companies. But as of March 26, the revenue which poured in from these subsidiaries was 1.2 crores.
And FY27 target?
Two into 12, anything between 25 to 30 crores.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you. Sir, since there are no further questions, we'll head to your closing remarks for the call.
Closing remarks is, I would say, Satkatar Shopping is now Satkatar Life. Anything more I say to this? And the other thing which is imprinted into every partner, employee of Satkatar Life is the vision of 200 ho gaya, 300 or 500 plus karna hai. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Satkarta team. Thank you, Team Nuvama, for hosting the call. With this, we now head to the conclusion of this call. Thank you.
Thank you very much.